This netcast is brought to you by the 8 Days of Geek Network.
All of your ears are belong to us.
You're listening to the 8 Days of Geek podcast. This is episode 57, recorded Monday, December 26th, 2011. A best of to end all best ofs. Until next year. You're tuned in to the 8 Days of Geek podcast. No health food here. It's just junk food for your brain. I'm your host, Jesse Miller, and joining me, as always, is the famous, funtacular Brandon Williams.
Funtastic.
Yeah, but if you take funtacular and take out a couple letters and add a couple letters in, you got funicular. And funicular, as we heard in a previous episode, is a elevator that goes up a hill as opposed to going straight up. That's some interesting little trivia for you.
Thanks, Dr. Wizard.
You're welcome. On this episode, this is actually Merry Christmas, by the way, to all of you out there.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy whatever holidays fall and this time.
Winter solstice.
We are a non-denominational
this is true.
Geek site.
So happy whatevers. Happy holidays. How's that?
Yeah, there you go.
You know, they already have that one made up. We might as well just use it.
Yeah, well, I don't like sharing things that Walmart do, but you know, whatever.
Happy Geeksmas.
Geeksmas.
Yeah. Anyway.
Christmas Hana Kwanzaa.
That's awesome. So on this one, this is our holiday episode. We, of course, are recording this quite early because, you know, we like a Christmas break just as much as the next guy. And we've got to recoup because we've got lots of changes, which at the end of the podcast we'll be outlining for you to give you kind of an idea of what's going to be happening to your favorite everyday geeks here at 8 Days of Geek, because we are your favorites. And I know we are. And if you tell us different, well, we're in a state of denial that you can't even imagine. So we won't listen. Anyway, on this episode, we're going to revisit a couple of our other episodes that are kind of the best ofs. People have sent in all their submissions. They got a lot of great ideas coming in. And we've got, I think I got about 11 or 12 different ideas. We used all of them. We had ideas of our own we wanted to plug in. Got lots of good feedback. So we're going to give you a little bit of an intro for each episode or each little segment. And then after that, we're going to start playing them. We'll comment. I'm sure we'll be laughing through half of them. So enjoy. Okay, here on our first segment, we've got one that's actually kind of gone down in the chronicles of 8 Days of Geekdom. The fact that one day I had heard this funky little saying, and I thought to myself, man, I'm going to use that on the next podcast. And I thought it was all smart for doing it, too. And it'll be something no one's ever heard, and they'll start using it a lot. Well, the camel putting
something's never heard. You're absolutely right with that.
Yeah. So the camel putting his head in the tent got a lot of feedback from Brandon.
Well, I don't know what the situation was with this. I don't know what was going on that day. But as soon as he said that, I became obsessed.
Yeah, you were fixated
with this
on
saying,
it.
And like we cut together like throughout the entire episode, we cut together different parts where I bring it back up. Yeah. And I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. Here he goes.
Jimmy, go ahead and roll that tape. This is basically the camel putting his nose in the tent. This is being
I've never heard that saying, and it doesn't make any sense.
It makes sense.
Yes, it does. It makes complete sense. It's a tent and a camel, and the camel's trying to get into the tent, and his nose goes in first. Do you plan on him backing into the tent, Brandon? Is that how your camels get into tents?
Do they get down on their knees and crawl?
Why is he getting in the tent in the first place?
I don't know.
Because camel he wants to get away from the sandstorm.
He wants to get in the tent, man.
Let him in the tent.
I'm going to think about this
for a second.
You contemplate.
How many companies were out there for dial-up?
Yo, you know, man, lots.
AOL being arguably one of the bigger ones, and then you had NetZero and Juno, and I can't even remember some of the other people's PC.
Yeah, people's
PC. Is that another one?
Yeah, that was
I don't even remember.
Earthlink.
Oh, yeah, Earthlink was a big one.
So, yeah.
People you know, PC.
We really just said that. he was still stuck on the camel.
Still thinking about those camels going to a tent.
So anyway,
why would it? Why does that make sense?
Because it wants to cuddle. That's what I said.
Is there a common deal that camels try to get into people's tents?
I don't know, man. I heard it somewhere, and I don't remember where. Oh, anyway.
It breaks camels' backs, but I've never heard of it getting into a tent.
Anyway, one last story. It seems as if Amazon is trying to give iTunes the old 1-2 punch. Because
oh, that's just beating the camel with a dead horse.
What? All right, show title. Boom.
Here is one of my favorite segments that we've ever done. It's because I'm trying to get this going. A while back, I still use this, and I know Jesse probably uses it, and I've actually heard some of my friends use it. It's hilarious. I still get a lot of people laugh about it and talk to me about it. And it is the famous, soon to be a very popular line. It's real clam bake in here, and the origin of that.
All right, let's hear it.
You know what? You know what's funny? When people say sausage fest, they talk about a bunch of guys in a room. All right, and sausage fest is something that's a traditional like German thing, a sausage fest. So I mean, it's funny because guys, sausage fest. I'm starting a new thing, and when there's a bunch of girls say, "Oh, it's a real clam bake in here," it hasn't really caught on yet, but I'm waiting for it to get hit big and like just hear people say it, and I think it's funny. So.
That's fantastic. Oh, that's good.
Think about going into like like a nail place and be like, "Whoa, it's a real clam bake up in here, huh?" It would be great. So, we'll see what happens.
I'm gonna spread that one around.
Nice.
We're gonna make this happen.
You heard it here first, people. I came up with clam bake, and we'll see if it gets big enough. Because you know, some guy like me said, "Hey, that woman's a cougar," and I don't know how he came up with that, but you know, some guy like me said that, and then now that's like something we all say.
Yeah.
Or MILF. You know?
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's see. Let's 8 Days of Geek will be in the Wikipedia under clam bake.
I'm so excited about that. We're not under there for news. We're not under there for geek. We're not under there for tech.
We're not under for anything important. But the first usage of the term clam bake was on the podcast.
Mark this day at 10:18 p.m. on Tuesday, May 17th, 2011.
May 17th is clam bake day.
Now, see, it's common knowledge on the podcast that I think it's good taste in movies. Of course, nobody
oh,
else
yeah.
does.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Everyone else thinks that I like every single movie ever made. And in this episode, we had
Jesse has good taste in movies like Kurt Cobain has good taste in snacks.
It's awesome. See, now in this episode, we actually hit the camel with a dead horse, now you get to see exactly what everyone does think of my movies and what I think of them. And frankly, I actually name a couple that I don't like.
And this actually has a guest star, two guest stars on it.
It does,
Jason and Sam.
Yeah,
so. Techie Sam and TV Jason. It's
Jesse, are there movies you don't like? Okay. Oh, anyway, Brandon.
Westerns as well in cinema don't generally do great.
I didn't like Juno.
Juno was actually a good movie.
Yeah. Oh my god. Alrighty. Learning so much.
I didn't like Juno. I love the way you came out with that.
That's the quote of the week. I didn't like Juno.
Anyway. Juno aside,
well, we didn't like it, so put it aside.
Yeah, Juno was actually a good movie.
So throughout the podcast, we have gotten a lot of different things where Brandon will be talking about something, and furiously I have to go to Google and type as quietly as I can to figure out, what is this maniac saying to me? Well, one of these things happened in one of our episodes where Brandon started talking about the dude from The Big Lebowski, and the fact that his entire apartment complex was for sale. I immediately cling to the fact that, hey, wasn't there something weird about the dude's toilet? Like, it was a different color or something? So while Brandon's talking, I'm doing my furious Google shuffle in the background, and I do the bad thing of searching for the dude's toilet.
Yeah, see if you can find in this recording the awkward moment where Jesse uploads the page, he sees the images, and you know what his face reaction. You'll know exactly when it happens. Basically, you can almost hear his jaw drop. It's so quiet. It's hilarious. So they even said in like the listing, marmot-friendly tub, which is funny.
Hey, by the way, this is one of those moments where you learn something from the internet, and it's probably a good thing to pass it on to people. I do random Google searches while we're doing the podcast, and I Google search for the dude's toilet. Don't do that.
Warning, don't pick up the dude's toilet. You know what? That's, I'm thinking of dudes that I know, people that I'm like, yeah, he's a cool dude. Those people. And I'm thinking about what would happen to their toilet. And yes, I'm going to go with you on that. I'm not Google searching that.
Just to give you an example, the second entry is random pics of hot dudes on the toilet from YouTube. So don't – this is a PSA. Don't Google things that could be misconstrued. Okay. Well, that was unfruitful. So.
That was fun. That was fun. Here's something you should Google. Transition in your face. So we all know that I try my hardest to not judge kids' movies on an adult level. This is one of those times where I really, really, really tried, but I couldn't help it. So without further ado, let's listen to me go insane about kids' movies. The tagline is, go monk yourself or get monked up. And I'm like, they're obviously using the word monk in place of the word fuck.
Yeah.
So basically they're saying, come see our movie. Go fuck yourself. Which I can't think of a better slogan for that horrible movie. So, yeah. I mean, and then the other slogan is get monked up, which is basically saying you have to be high to enjoy this movie. Which, again, I agree with. So.
Now, by doing the podcast on Skype, every once in a while, one of us will tend to talk over the other one. It happens really often, especially with Brandon, who loves to interrupt everybody.
Hey.
See what I mean? Now, the thing is that when that happens and we're supposed to actually be listening to what the other person's saying, you get things where Portal 2 kind of sounds like, what did you hear?
It's a Google Jew.
Let's hear it. Brandon has lost all surprise.
There's a Google 2 comic available online called Lab Rat.
Did you just say Google Jew comic?
No. Oh, the Google Jew. I wish there was one of those. And it's like,
what are they?
I need to know the movie theater in Festus. It's like, don't go to the movies today. The gas is just too high.
Like, I said Portal 2. Portal,
like, who
2.
Who is the kid in Flight of the Navigator? I don't know who that kid is. Why are you asking so many questions?
Portal 2.
Google Jew. We need to copyright that right now.
Somebody grab that domain name.
Oh my god.
Don't look up those dirty pictures. Your hands are going to get disgusting.
Tissues are getting too expensive these days.
You could tell that Brandon bases that stereotype off more from Family Guy.
Anyway, right. Look online. You can even use the Google Do to find the Portal 2 comic, Lab Rat. But it might tell you not to look at it because, you know, you need to...
Well, comics are good for you to help with your reading.
Oh, okay. All right, that's approved by the Google Jew guys. So go look for that comic.
We are just, yes, man. I need to have like a "Who did we offend?" this podcast checkoff
hey,
list.
Jesse, I think we have a title for this podcast.
And I might actually have to have you help me record that one.
Introducing the Google Jew.
Anyway.
Yay.
This podcast is going weekly. Oh, wait, never mind. We've just lost all of our fans due to our blatant racism.
Well, the Jewish halfies are going to be really annoyed. They'll be like, oi, I lost my arm, and now you're making fun of me. During my during my brief mention of the Muppets and some other things that went on in this podcast, it was a very awkward, high energy one. And basically, the break music reminded me of a classic scene, and this is my crazy tangent I go on, aided by Jesse and his Inception button. It was a Felty Frog away from being the ultimate movie. What do you think about that, fake Kermit the Frog?
I would definitely show up in that movie. That would be fantastic. Yay!
I can't wait to hear this.
This song works it. I feel like I should be walking with a group of people all holding guns, like slow motion. Sun coming up.
Harvey Keitel walking in too.
Yeah, Harvey Keitel's with us. Michael Madsen. Michelle Rodriguez. She's there and she's all like, I'm a tough, I'm gonna die in this movie because I die in everything I do. I don't know why.
I'm sorry, but if I'm walking with a bunch of people with guns, I want Patrick Warburton on my side.
And then there's the little guy. It's like Johnny Knoxville or some comedian. He's there. And he's all looking super tough but tripping. You know, he trips right there at the end, kind of give you the idea that he's the comic relief.
Exactly.
That's our action movie, by the way. Harvey Keitel, Michael Madsen, Michelle Rodriguez, Johnny Knoxville, Brandon Williams, Patrick Warburton, and walking down the way with guns in our hands. That's the name of the movie. Working title.
Awesome. I can't wait to see the script.
Tomorrow, I'll be going to see The Muppets when it opens.
Everybody's holding their breath for The Muppets.
Have you seen the reviews?
And dude, don't worry. Don't forget about dudes walking down an alley with guns. I mean,
dudes walking down the alley with guns with the sun at their back is going to be the number one movie of 2012, easily.
Of all time.
Yeah, it's gonna destroy Avatar and Titanic. It's going to be like, James who? What, Cameron? It's walking down the dudes walking down the alley with guns. And this time, the sun's at their back. Starring Michelle Rodriguez as Pissed Off Chick. Harvey Keitel is the old guy who's done this before. Michael Madsen as that guy who probably is going to betray us. Johnny Knoxville as comedic interactions. Patrick Warburton as tough, really smug guy. And newcomer Brandon Williams as Brandon Williams. Coming 2012. Exactly. That's going in our best of. So this next one was actually pretty fun. Well, anyway, so we had a lot of fun with it because it was just ridiculous. Though. Just listen to it. To become an Avenger, you must become a rapist.
Nice. Wow.
That's probably
that's
probably the best a rapist one I've done so far because it has sound effects with it.
Oh, I gotta
see, Tim hasn't been here for it. I do that all the time. Every time there's some ridiculous story, that's how I end it. Like,
when a clown's on the loose, the only way to get him back to the circus is to become a rapist.
So, things like that. They don't ever quite make sense, and that's kind of the point of it.
I gotta bookmark this.
It's a bit I stole from a Howard Stern show, and I'll give him credit for it.
Amazing.
It's something he used to like to do with Don Fontaine. I really like Don Fontaine, but he's dead now. So it's my homage to him, even though it's completely ripping off his character.
Glad I thought of that.
I'm glad you took that, because that's used in every trailer now. We can do that all the time.
Anyway, by the way, in order to get to that website, you do a Google search for the Inception button.
Yeah, the Inception button.
And it's just a big red button that makes that sound.
That makes that sound, yeah. Inception killed on that sound. Like, I was talking earlier about how Transformers and everybody did it. Inception went insane. And they used that sound through the whole movie.
Oh, yeah, it rattles your eyeballs.
Did you see it in theater? Either of you guys see Inception in theater?
I did not.
Yeah, sure. Let me tell you, don't eat Taco Bell before seeing Inception in theater.
How about don't eat Taco Bell? That's probably better.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that probably is a better piece of advice. But if you're going to see Inception in theater, don't eat anything that may get to your intestines a little faster than the average food, because that sound every 3 minutes loud on those speakers will shake your bowels to the core.
It's a brown note.
Almost. Anyway, let's jump to TV.
Okay.
So tune in next week or become a rapist. Anyway, Tim, do you want to do you have anything?
You have anything better than that?
I don't know how to follow up the rapist comment. I just don't know where to go from that.
It's offensive, I understand.
No, it's just, it's hard to follow that. I mean, I feel like I need to grab something and pull something.
Rape
and
it.
Grab, yeah, exactly.
I'll shoot a text to your wife telling her to look out.
The number is 754-273-6397.
Now, I've heard that Shatterstar fans are hard of hearing because they're all mentally challenged. Can you please say that number again?
That number is 754-273-6397.
The only kind of person who likes Shatterstar is a rapist.
Good lord, that's a fun button. All right. I think I gotta hit the button again. Hold your ears. God, that shakes the fiber of my being.
Roger, stop staring at me.
These are like the loudest fries ever. My god.
All right. This is twice in the best of that I go insane about kids' movies. This one here is probably a little worse than the first one. But yeah, I don't know. I have a very short tolerance for kids' movies because I just don't think kids are so dumb they should listen to anything. But this is an example of why I don't like kids' movies.
I like all kids' movies.
Yeah, we know. Anything that has George Lopez is probably going to be bad, first of all. That's one of my rules. Second one of my rules, there's certain scenes that if I see happen and they're cliche scenes, it annoys me. One of those scenes is somebody walking around New York, a cab almost hitting them, and then them yelling, "Hey, I'm walking here!" I hate that. When I see that happen, I want to jump through the screen and destroy that movie. And it's like, that happened with a Smurf. Even worse, the Smurf was voiced by George freaking Lopez. It was like the worst thing that could ever happen. And that scene alone made me go, I will never watch this.
It's a perfect storm.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was like the combination of things. All that could happen was is Carlos Mencia came in and was like, it's going to blow. And I'm like, no! This movie's the worst movie on the planet. I have certain things that I judge movies on, and there's cliche things. And you know what? When one of those cliche things happens in a movie I like, I'm always like at a loss for words. Like in a Captain America, I love the freaking movie, but there's a scene where the car drives and it stops at the edge and the back wheels are teetering off. I hate that. It happens everywhere. It's like, oh, the back wheels are teetering. It's like, no, no one cares. No one needs that much. They need to know they were going fast and whatever.
All right. So every once in a while, well, you know what? Who am I kidding? Pretty much all the time, Brandon gets on these topics. And I will confess, I kind of sometimes pick these topics and try to steer a conversation just to get a rant out of him. But he gets on topics and he goes a little crazy, just a little maniacal. Like, just check this out. Bear with me. I know this is kind of an in-between between two segments, but just watch what I mean. Hey, Brandon,
yeah,
Whale Wars.
I need medicine.
All right, check this out. This is pretty good.
Oh my god, I hate Whale Wars. When I see a Whale Wars commercial, I want to punch my television set. Because it's like, they're killing whales! And nice. I'm like, shut up! Shut the fuck up! That's all I gotta say. They're not killing whales because it's fun. They're killing whales because that culture eats whales. They eat them. You know
and
what?
They use the blubber and they use
everything. Oh, they use everything. Only one culture ever just decided to kill a bunch of animals and let them rot. America. Buffalo. We have the balls to go out there and say, hey, you can't eat those whales. Millions and millions of Chinese people and Japanese people. We think those whales are too smart. Those dolphins are too smart.
We have officially dug ourselves into a not technology hole.
Yeah.
All right, so now that the best of is over, you might want to go change your underpants because I know you've probably wet them 5 or 6 times. I know we did. But coming up next is going to be a little section from the previous episode, for those of you who might have missed it, telling exactly what kind of changes to be expecting to your friendly neighborhood podcast and website, 8 Days a Geek. Brandon, you got anything to add?
Excuse my stammering. Exactly.
All right. Guys, thanks for listening to the best of, and come back to us next year for all the more goodness that you can possibly shove in your ear holes and your eye holes, for that matter. I guess you want to start highlighting some changes?
Oh, yeah. Where do we start?
Okay. So, big thing. We are going to be changing up the podcast. Well, small thing. We're going to be changing up the writing schedule for next year.
Yeah.
Some of your favorite articles are going to be moving to different days. Some of your favorite articles are going to be combining into one article. So, well, that article should actually be your favorite article, but I'm not going to hold it against you. do you want to talk about that, or do you just want to just post it? Maybe show notes or something like that.
Yeah, we can talk about it a little bit. Random Don's Random Rambles is moving to Monday, and that's going to be, you know, his usual Andy Rooney complaint column, where he's going to just kind of talk about whatever's bothering him of that day. And it's a fun little thing, and we really do suggest that you guys get in there and kind of talk to him about it. And see what he can say, because the guy is great. I know the guy personally, and the stuff he says is just hilarious. He's absolutely a hoot. So it's funny just to hear him write out loud his thought process sometimes. On Tuesday, we're actually going to start a help column, which is a guy who is a friend of ours who's had a help column for some time. He's moving to our site. It's Dear Tom. And Dear Tom is going to be your geeky questions asked. Tom's going to answer them in his unique, special way. And Tom's answers are quite crazy, but the questions that Tom are asked are quite crazy as well. So enjoy that. I am yawning on the podcast. Wow. Anyway, that's going to be Tuesday.
It is only 9 in the morning.
Yeah, but it's 9:44, so I mean, it's like 10. So I'm still yawning. Like,
you're one of those people.
I shouldn't even be here today.
You round up on the time.
9:45 now.
Yeah.
Just changed.
Just killed a minute. All right. Anyway.
Tim Blacksmith's Ben Fodder is going to be moving to Wednesday to kind of come out with new comic book day, because he's kind of taking Off the Rack, which was something that he was focusing on new comics, and he's kind of mixing it with Ben Fodder and making it away, because he says that Off the Rack isn't really working the way he wanted it to, and if you really do like Off the Rack, we're sorry that he's getting rid of it, but it's going to be combined with another thing coming up, and we'll talk about that a little later, but Ben Fodder is going to be on Wednesday.
Yay.
Right now, on Thursday, it looks like, again, this is subject to change because we have 2 weeks left, and we're in. The gears are still turning, but right now on Thursday is going to be my either a casting, one of the Dreamcasts they do, which get pretty good, you know, feedback, and then or one of my fights I do, the last one standing. So those will go back and forth. So basically every month, you know, saying there's going to be 4 weeks in a month, you'll get two castings to last one standings. And then every Friday is going to be my list. So we're going to end the week with one of my lists. The list is going to be new every week. It's going to be a new one. It's going to be different. You're going to see a lot more lists that are more abstract than the list that we've gotten usually. The lists we've gotten so far have been kind of concrete things like, you know, the best this, the best that. It's going to start getting into stranger things. Like I one of my lists that's on the way out soon is top 8 worst hats in movies. So, and it's a lot more fun than you think it is. That the hats that I point out are pretty bad and ridiculous. And then Saturday is going to be the new home of the podcasts. We'll get to you on that in a second. And then every Sunday is going to be Jesse is combining Android apps and Apple apps into one. It's just going to be Apps Anonymous. It's going to be where he focuses on apps for phones. So I know a lot of people like the app stuff, but it's going to be combined into one and kind of give you guys an easier way to find it. So go to that, and you can still find your apps for iPhone. You can still find your apps for Android. He doesn't really focus on Windows Phone or WebOS, but, I mean, who does? So come on.
If anybody wants to buy me a Windows Phone or a WebOS device, I will definitely do apps for them.
as far as podcasts go, the standard podcasts are going to be on – every Saturday. The way it's working is there's still going to be a weekly podcast, and what it's going to be is the podcast is splitting apart.
Okay.
First up, we'll talk about yours last, because yours is the biggest change. Okay?
Sure.
Okay. The first one is going to be video games, is getting its own podcast. Instead of being a segment in this extra long one, because we've had some issues with time, and it's a long time, and sometimes if you want to listen to the TV stuff or the comic stuff, it's kind of hard to get through all this other stuff if you don't care. So we're kind of going and looking at our fans, and we're trying to do what we can for them. So a video game podcast is going to be on Saturday. It's going to be monthly, so there's only going to be one a month. So if you just want to listen to video games, it's only one about 30-minute long podcast a month. And the podcast will be called 8 Bits, and it's going to star me, Jay, who – we've met Jason on multiple other podcasts that we've done in the past, including All the Rage, one that used to be hosted here. He is going to come to the site almost full time as a podcaster. So it'll be fun to have him joining us. And Rachel, if you guys remember Rachel, she used to cover video games on this podcast and she left for different reasons. She's coming back to focus on that one. Jesse will be setting out on the video game podcast, and he has his reasons why. You'll hear later why. And that will be called 8-Bit, starring me, Rachel, and Jason. So that'll be fun. And then we have another one. It's going to be movies. The movies is separating itself. It's going to be called All the Rage Movie Edition. If you guys remember All the Rage, it was it's Jason and my podcast that we kind of focus on. So All the Rage Movie Edition is going to star me and Jason and Jesse. I know that Jesse's taste in movies is pretty plain, but his feedback on movies is different and interesting and funny because he likes everything. And on the same part, Jay hates everything. So you have me, who I'm kind of in the middle, and I'm both ways, and I'm going to be working along these two. Jay, who doesn't watch anything because he thinks it's all crap. Jesse, who watches everything and thinks it's all great. And then me, who watches everything and kind of really actually splits an arrow here. So it'll be pretty funny to see how we react with that. And that's All the Rage Movie Edition. And that's going to be monthly. Also, there's going to be an All the Rage TV Edition. That's going to be just me and just Jay. We're going to be talking about what's going on TV. It's going to be a little more in-depth for TV because I know that usually with TV I just have one, maybe two stories, and that's it. We're really going to focus on stories more. And events on TV like Emmys and Oscars and things like that – well, Oscars will be more of a movie thing obviously. But events on TV, we're actually going to focus a lot more on them. And we're going to have a lot more feedback, and you'll hear Jay and I talk about that kind of stuff, and it'll be fun. That's going to be monthly, all the Rage TV edition. And then there is comics. The comic part of a podcast doesn't get enough play up is what we've gotten from a lot of people. A lot of people out there say, if you love comics so much, you're talking to me, if you love comics so much, why is it that it only has one or two stories a week and it's a very small podcast? The simple truth is comics don't update that much. There's not that much news that comes out any given week. Well, that's why we're moving comics to a monthly thing, and it's going to be on a Saturday as well. It's going to be monthly. Monthly, I'll have enough stories, and Jason's going to be joining us in that because Jay is huge in comics. Matter of fact, Jay and I owned a comic book shop for quite some time together, so we'll be able to talk about comics. We're bringing on comic book writer and friend Tim Blacksmith onto the podcast because he was on the podcast during the 52 relaunch. If you guys remember the extra long 52 podcast. He will be there joining us, and he'll be talking about comics with us. So it'll be fun to have Tim join us and be a voice. That is going to be named Off the Rack. His Off the Rack column is becoming a podcast where he will discuss comics he read this month, and we will discuss comics we read this month, and we will discuss news in the industry, and we will discuss new things and bad things, and we'll just discuss comics in general. So since it's monthly, they're all going to be about 30 minutes long, and we're going to focus on these things individually. That way we can better target the audience that wants to listen to them. So Twitter's going to be blowing up with us focusing on different things, so that'll be fun. And last but not least, the only podcast that's sticking weekly is Tech. The name of the new podcast is Error Code 8, which I love that name. And it's going to be Jesse. I'm leaving because obviously we have people always pointing out the fact that I know absolutely nothing about tech. And whenever I comment on tech, it's always kind of a salesman standpoint because I sell it. So Jesse will be joining by sometimes contributor Sam. You might remember Sam. He's a WebOS guy. He's been on the podcast a couple times.
Yeah, we brought him in for the Apple TV announcement, I believe. As well as the WebOS Palm Pre 3 announcement.
Yeah, so he's a big tech guy, and Jesse and Sam will be weekly talking about the new tech news. Because the thing is, movies, TVs, comics, video games, all these things, the news updates, you know, just a little bit a week. So if we do a monthly recap, it's no big deal because we'll actually have more information on them as they come along. So we'll have monthly recaps of all that stuff. But tech is, you know, if you don't report it the day after, it doesn't even matter. That's the way tech is. So tech will be staying weekly. Error Code 8 will be I'm not sure what day we've decided on it showing up.
I think we will
I think
try
Thursday
to stick,
would be best.
We're going to try to stick close to the current podcast schedule because most of the tech news happens on Mondays and Tuesdays because of the beginning of the week.
Yeah. Okay. So we're looking at Wednesday or Thursday as their
somewhere in there
debut days. So that'll be good. All right. So that'll be Error Code 8. And among other things, right now we're interviewing writers and getting some people interested in the site. So there might be more articles than what I even just said. 2 weeks left, and we are still working on getting this thing running.
Yeah.
Physically, the site's going to look almost exactly the same, minus a couple things here, there, clean up there, whatever. No big deal. It's going to be pretty interesting. I can't wait to see. It's definitely going to help us with all the, you know, all the stuff we do for the site. We already know that we are going to C2E2 this year, so we'll be able to cover that event, and there will be a lot going on with that.
Another weekend of just eating power bars and videotaping random people.
Exactly.
I can't wait.
We're looking, you know, and this is the last podcast, not only of 2011, but of this type of podcast, the 8 Days of Geek podcast. So what it said, the 8 Days of Geek network that you hear in front of each of these, that will continue on because each of these podcasts are going to be part of the 8 Days of Geek network.
Mm-hmm. And so, what's going to happen as far as subscriptions, each podcast will be able to be subscribed to individually via iTunes or, you know, RSS, exactly how you do it now. However, this feed, the one that you're on right now, that you're currently subscribed to, will turn into what I call the fire hose. And what it is that if you stay subscribed to this feed, you will get every single podcast we do, as long as the internet monkeys see fit to cooperate with me. Anyway.
So that is 8 to 9 podcasts a month.
Yeah, that is one tech podcast a week and one extra podcast a week. So you get two a week, about half hour a piece. You know, so you're basically getting the same time of content if you stay with this one. If you want just a single podcast of a certain type, go ahead and subscribe to them, and that will cut down on your clutter a little bit.
We suggest that for the first 2 or 3 months, you listen to all of them and kind of get an idea of what you like. And, you know, if you make a decision from there that you're like, you know what, I don't really like this one or that one, we understand. We're a laid-back group. We don't want to force people to listen to us. Tell your friends. If you have friends that love comics and they just want to hear about comics, we're going to be doing that. If you have friends who love tech and just want to hear about tech, tell them, because we're going to be doing that.
Yeah, we
we're
do
going
this.
To be focusing more on these individual things to better suit our listeners.
Yeah, and we do all this stuff and all this podcasting and the site and everything like that. We're not in this for monetary gain at this point. We're doing this, and all of our writers do this because they love it. And because of that, we try to be as accommodating as possible while still fitting all of our writers' needs. So
yeah, every one of our writers is doing this completely free of charge just for the fun of it. They just enjoy having something out there. And to kind of go back to the point I was making a little bit earlier, if you or anyone you know is looking to write and they want to write about their geek love and you are really interested, then you can actually contact Jesse or I, because we're the ones who are going to be going through people, at Brandon@8daysgeek.com or Jesse@8daysgeek.com. Send us what you're interested in. Send us what you want to write about. We'll look at it, and you know, we're not going to shoot you down. We might even give you a chance on a couple articles, but we're looking for weekly content, something that comes up every week. We're not looking for daily. I mean, if you want to do daily, that's fine. We're laid back, like I said. We want to make this work for you. So, you know, contact us, tell us what you're interested in, and we'll see what we can do for you. And that's basically all I got. So this will be the final sign-off where you can find us.
All right, and Brandon, I'll let you take it first.
Well, you can find me on Twitter.
Oh, hey, by the way, forgot one thing I do want to mention. This is kind of important. Up until recently, every single curse word has been fireballed.
Oh, yeah.
Every single one of them. This has become a little bit of work. From now on, we will be most of us will be self-censoring ourselves. but for the ones that do slip out, we are no longer going to be bleeping them. That means you will, every once in a while, get a curse word in there. It's not going to be vulgar, but it will happen. So from now on, you'll get the full flavor of the podcast instead of the fireballed up version.
So if you're offended by language, we're sorry, but you know, we never know what's going to happen. So
yeah.